Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I am so excited to be here. I do want to remind you to follow us all the way through our social, and that is on my Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. I post lots of positive and inspirational thoughts, and of course, all of our sponsors. And if you are looking to be a new sponsor for the Kim Pagano Show, please reach out to us. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. I'd love to have a chat with you. And of course, you can stream us on kvta.com. Also, download our podcast so you can share it every day with someone new. And of course, we have a great show for you today, but I always start with something uplifting. And we are more than halfway through our first month. So I hope that you are all off to a great start. And this is your year. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way and make it a great one. You know, I always start my day in a positive way. And so it's just really kind of like putting your day together so that you can manifest the day that you want. So with that, again, I would love to get some callers in today. And I have a gift certificate from Lures Fish House. I would love to get anybody on that. And if you haven't already been to there, oh my God, one of my favorites. So again, call in right now, leave us your name, your number, and your email. And one of the team members will get back with you. Well, I am really excited. Steve Manning is my first guest. And Steve, are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm excited. We had a couple minutes to talk. And I really was inspired by you. Not only are you an author, which I love the name of your book, and I want to like dig a little bit deeper into it, but he is the author of Pimps, Whores, and Patrons of Virtue. So we're going to, like, don't be misled with that title, but you live, like, a very interesting life, and I am excited to learn a little bit more about you. So welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
What a pleasure. What a great way to start the day. Talking to you.
Yeah, so 35 years of Manning Intellectual. Talk to us about that. What is it that wakes you up and starts your day?
Well, I have been writing, Kim, for many, many, many years. I've been writing for fun and profit, some stuff that is challenging, some stuff that is fun. And, you know, I've been answering this question for years and years. So when is the book coming out? And then there's just one more time on November 3rd of last year. A friend of mine happens to be a world-class writer and all that. Oh, well, he's my friend because we're childhood friends. That's why he talks to me. Otherwise, he wouldn't talk to me. One day he said, oh, this is embarrassing. He's got 10 books out, 100 articles. When is the book coming out? I said, oh, give me a break. This is 5:30 in the morning because he doesn't have a clock. So I sat down on 3rd of November, and I got up 40 days later with a manuscript. Question is why? Why did I write the book? And the title. One of the fundamental drivers of a book, my book, all my writings, I really, my main philosophies in life, there are three of those, and I'm glad to talk about those if you want to.
Yeah, let's start there, because I think that would really, I always love to hear why, the whys of people's lives.
Well, I really have three main philosophies of life, will. And these things are like, sort of like, I have this imaginary teleprompter in front of me, you know? And you need to buy into the fact that I mean this, and I live this. And I live it every day. I'm focused on it every day. First, life is not a dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. You know,
so
most people live it. By the way, I wrote that line, I was 15 years old. And I remember as clear as today why and how. Be glad to tell you if you want to. The premise is, you know, whether we like it or not, we're living this right now. This is not a dress rehearsal. You and me talking today is such a unique opportunity for me. Why? Because you are awesome. Listen, you're terrific. You're up. You're everything that you a talk show should be. And I have the opportunity to share your microphone. If it's 10 minutes or 20 or 2.5 hours, what a privilege. But we're doing this now. We may never do it again. And I hate to be this way, this stern about it, but hey, this is the big show. We're living this today. We're going to live, and we better live it today and every day. And you know what? The whole someday, you know, I will do this, I will do that, or I should have without all that soft stuff. Yeah, you end up with Swiss cheese. The only thing that's missing is the cheese. And so life is our dress rehearsal. Glad to tell you how I came up with it. When I was a baby, I was 15. I will, if we have time, if you want to. The next thing that's on my teleprompter, and quite frankly, I have a hard time relating to people who don't do that. Now, I know you do. I don't know much about you other than what I read and what I've heard. I listened to a bunch of your past shows. Mm-hmm. I got chapters about you in my mind just listening to you. My next precept in life is a life without passion is not a life worth living. I promise you, I live that every day. And let me ask you, imagine you wake up in the morning and you yawn all day long. Well, not because you're sleepy, because you just there's nothing there that you're passionate about. You just get through life. And then, I mean, me, and I need to preface by saying that I have traveled a few million miles. I mean, life miles. And then certainly a couple million, you know, those miles in the pressurized flying sardine cans, you know. And I look at that and say, wait a minute. I can bring the same passion to my breakfast as I can do to something that happened yesterday in Somalia or Sub-Saharan Africa or Des Moines, Iowa or Ventura, California. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I eliminate people from my life who are not passionate about things and events and people, you know, because, well, you know what? It's interesting or that's bad or, well, it has nothing to do with me. What can I do about it? And right. When I hear that, you know what I say? I say, lose my phone number. You ain't my kind of people. Mm-hmm. And I think about passion, and I look at options in life. We all have them. I think we have three, really. We can lead, you can follow, or get out. And I'll get back to you on one of those three. It's really easy to get out, you know? Just get out. I don't get it, except defeat. If we ever get started, that doesn't work. Follow. You mean want to be ordinary? Want to be obscure? Just get in the flow of things, you know? Lead. Now, there's an elegant proposition.
Right.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
What you do.
You know what? Well, thank you. And I love this because, you know, there's a gift in every one of us. And some people don't see their gifts, so they're not shining. And so sometimes they need somebody to come along and say, you know, wow, this is amazing. And they're like, really? Because we do have dips in our lives. And, you know, and we need to be lifted by other people. And I always say we're better together. And so, you know, I love that. I am really passionate. Sometimes my husband's like, why? Why do you get so excited about this? I just, you know, and there's a lot of things that I get excited about because it's just, it makes my day. And I love people and I love lighting them on fire in the sense of like making them want to live life their best. So. What is your third one?
You do know that you are unique. You're not ordinary in that. Very few people do get passionate about stuff. It's hard to do. By the way, Speaking of leadership, isn't that what you do every time you pick up the microphone?
Absolutely.
I mean, you inform, you educate, you control.
I hope that's what I'm doing for my listeners. And yeah, and this is why I start my day in a positive way and reach out to you know, the social and to my newsletters, that kind of thing. I love that. So,
fantastic.
Steve, let's get to your third one. And what is your third one?
The third one is seek knowledge and wisdom all the time, everywhere, from everyone. You know, knowledge is ubiquitous. It's endless. It's everywhere. Many, many lifetimes, you can't put a dent in the knowledge. But then almost 100% of it is like accessible to you and me. It's like
right.
Phenomenal, massive library in the sky, you know. You are two fingers away from knowing more about the mating habits of wallabies in April, or two taps away from knowing a lot about me or you. It's always there. To me, and I'm a shameless researcher. Trust, I'm a shameless researcher. You always ask the next question and the next one and the next one. Very seldom I would come up with a definitive answer. Maybe a good testable hypothesis. Hey, if that's true, what else is true? I'm an absolute shameless researcher. You know, I will talk to anybody who will talk to me unless they're psychologically really impaired, because every one of us is a sum of a lot of things, not just DNA. It's experiences. The young guy that parked my car last night has something to say based upon his life experience that is great for me to learn. Now, I may not be able to do anything with it, but learning it, I mean, it's like expanding your brain. It's like doing curls for your bicep.
There you
and
go. Steve, I want to ask you something about your direct sales and your direct marketing. Talk to us. You have 47 billion of products that you sold. Talk to us about that. That's huge.
Well, it is huge. And that, I will give you a little preview real quick, and then I can put that together in what I call my pillars of success, which is how you get to doing that, is how you live that way, how you do that. I mean, things I have sold or promoted, I mean, a quick list, I mean, brain food. I sold swimming pools in Oregon, lottery tickets in Spain, you know. I sold Toyotas and Priuses burning up on the freeways here. Yeah, you know, those people never call me when things are going good. Mm-hmm. I sold phony Marlboros, maybe yet dung in Egypt, in the Soviet
wow.
Union. And one day you and I will have a soda and tell you how you sit in the biggest port in Russia with the buyer, seller, a banker, and you, and 54 containers, buck naked, because nobody trusts anybody, you know. I've sold more flowers and chocolates online than anybody ever. We've branded a couple of companies. I know you've gotten emails from people like Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries.
Mm-hmm.
My doing.
Really?
I sold a couple of hundreds of billions of those digital messages for 16 years. I sold a couple of Abrams tanks. Now, don't get the wrong idea. It's something my father asked me to help with, which I did. And of course, I urge anybody, do not tend to peddle anything that goes bang or boom. You know, there's only two kinds of weapons dealers, really big ones and really dead ones. I sold cargo ships filled with horse meat from Chile to Germany. Yeah, my friend Jack and kind of me, we begin like I need to be delicate here. The horse manure kings of South America. I sold canned beef to the Siberian winter. I mean, I confess to selling stuff that really didn't exist. I created a product because I had this regulatory need, which created an industry in Europe. And all that stuff, my mom, you called, oh, honey, can you help out? I couldn't say no to my mom.
Right.
I created something that was supposed to fail. It didn't. You know,
right.
more collectibles that anybody, no value, but we sold them. Satellite traffic, why not? You know, it all of that, all those things. Dovetail
what
to what
you,
I call.
Do you still have all of these companies or, you know, I mean, direct marketing makes me think of making money while you're sleeping.
No, make money while you're sleeping right after you did all that hard work, you know, then you can sleep and make money. My main gigs, if you will, today are, of course, I write. And I talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And then I have a data business. I own and promote a very large financial database, a few hundred billion data points. I've created a couple of mobile applications in the safety and security space called SafeOn.
Okay.
And I created an enterprise version of that for schools called SOS. Of course, that was launching the day the school shut down for COVID. COVID and I are natural enemies as a result of that. So
okay.
I managed to keep busy about 18 hours a day while spending really quality time with my wife. I have two kids that are grown who are very successful young women. That was just a wonderful thing. But this is kind of what I do with my 18-hour day, really. Thankfully, I have an 18-hour day. I can't imagine being idle.
Yeah, I love that. Let me ask you, and for anybody that's just waking up with us right now, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Steve Mannings, and we're talking about his life, but also his book, and that's Pimps, Whores, and Patrons of Virtue. That name, has that held you back, or has that helped you?
What, the title of the book?
correct.
Oh, no. Actually, it's an interesting thing, and I'll tell you how that came about if you want to tell you that. When I walk, and I do this because I'm shameless, I will walk at a big store, big bookstore in New York or Boston or London, wherever, and I'll take a copy of my book and put it on the counter. And I engage the people, you know, chit-chat, because that's what I do. And absolutely, people stop by, look at the cover, and say, what is that? Now, some people say, whoa, those words are challenging. What is
right,
that?
Right.
Now, the reality is that the words pimps and whores, those are challenging. And they're pejorative to people, but they're really not meant to be salacious, you know? Oh, ugly stuff. No, it's not. It, James Schwartz, Bates of Virtue, describes the three buckets I put people in. People I know, I meet, I've known, I want to know, don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
interesting.
You know, where did that pimps and whores come from? Well, you know, in 2 minutes, if you want me to, many years ago, when I probably had as much hair as you do now, I knew a woman in New York. She was a bit of a mentor. She was a really top media broker. Her name was Carrot Cake Ginsburg. Now, her name wasn't really Carrot Cake, but this woman had the reddest hair in the history of hair. And I'm like, how red? I mean, if she walked across a light in Midtown Manhattan, people, cars would stop thinking that it was a red light. You know? And one day I took this woman, I was a kid, I took this woman to task because she had a client with awful, most awful people in the world. I said, hey, how can you do business with these people? I can't do high-pitched New York accent. She said, you know, Bobby, pimps and whores. We're all pimps and whores. It's all about the money.
Mm.
And I said, well, no, some of us are kind of virtuous people. Well, show me one. And she hung up on me. And that's where the title really came from.
I like it. Okay.
And Carrot Cake Ginsburg, who contributed mightily to the title of my book, the virtue part has been a 30, 40-year trip to figure out how that really works and how do I find really virtuous people. And, you know, Ken, I came to the conclusion that it is so difficult, if not impossible, to be entirely virtuous today. And I can't describe what I think that is, but there are people that thrive to be virtuous, you know? So I figure, you know, maybe there are 9 people who thrive and they get to be patrons of virtue, but they're really virtuous. And that's the where that came from. And I think myself a patron of virtue. That said, how mightily have I failed being virtuous in my lifetime? Yeah, it's a massive, it's a Herculean task. That is where the name of the book came from.
I like it. Hey, you know what? We're actually coming to the end right now, but I want to let our listeners know how they can find your book and how they can find out more about you.
Well, the book is available everywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Pimps, Whores, and Patrons of Virtue. And the author is me, S.J. Manning. That's what we picked. You can read more about the book, about me, at a website that's dedicated to the book and other things. It's StephenJManning.com. StephenJManning.com. The J is an initial. And if you go poking around there, I hope that you do and your listeners do. I also hope that you poke around the blog tab. Those are pieces that I write for various reasons. Many serious, some not, some challenging. Some really critical.
And I'm on there right now. I like it. Degrees of separation. Okay. Now
I'm humble. I'm humble to say that those are getting really a great reception around the world, and I get a lot of calls to talk about some of that. 2 degrees of separation, which is kind of fun. The next one that says crystal clear.
You know what?
I got two speaking engagements coming up.
Let's have you back again, and we'll discuss those. But in the meantime, please share my show with everyone. And thank you for your knowledge. And this has been really interesting.
Kim, I promise you it's my pleasure entirely.
All right. Well, thank you, and have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, when we come back, I have Barbara Doust, and of course, she's an international success coach, business mentor, and inspirational speaker. And we're going to be talking about something that she is certified into, and that is thinking into results. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com. Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com. Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And joining me now is Barbara Doust. And Barbara, we were talking about you as opposed to you are an international success coach, a business mentor, and also an inspirational speaker. You're also an author, and you're certified in thinking into results with Proctor and Gallagher Institute. And thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Kim. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, and Happy New Year. I think it was a really good time to really talk about some of your programs that you are actually in the process of starting for this year, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to break it down a little bit for our listeners. First, tell everybody a little bit about why you do what you do.
Well, I do what I do because I was a director in my past, and you know, I love pulling performance out of people and helping people be the best version of themselves to feel alive and the programs that I offer, a lot of people will say that they feel alive again, that they're excited about life again, that they've got a direction. And it's very important to understand why we need goals or a mission or a vision or some kind of aim in our lives. And so I love to work with people's mindsets and belief systems and help them unlock that part of themselves that's just bursting to come out and play. And I really am excited to help people play a bigger game and break through those upper limits, inner ceilings that keep them stuck.
Right. You know, Barbara, let's just kind of be, you know, real with people. And I hate when people say, let's be honest, okay? But we're always honest. But why do you think people, including, you know, yourself, myself, people that are listening right now, we all set out to do our best. But what holds us back? And is it, you know, I always say life gets in the way, but there's people, I mean, like we talked about this between you and I, that there's maybe a handful of people that surpass their goals. I mean, I'm in motivational classes all the time, and there's people that just don't do what they say they're going to do. And some of the times, you and I, how many times have you bought a program, did it, and then it just sits in your computer? Why is that? And I'm hoping that you actually have some of that knowledge.
Well, it's a great question. And, you know, I think that 95% of the population buys a program, and especially if it's an online program without mentorship or coaching or accountability, more often than not, we don't do it. We resist change. We say we want to change. We're excited to change. But then there's just something that stops us and, you know, prevents us from taking the necessary action. And what I've discovered in, you know, the program Thinking Into Results that I deliver, it's about our programming. So from the time we're born until about 7 years old, we've adopted other people's belief systems, and we have formed habits and patterns and programs that are stuck in limited beliefs and also habits that, you know, prevent us from really looking at change. We resist change because the subconscious mind doesn't like the unknown. Ego mind goes into fear and survival mode. And, you know, we stop taking the necessary action because both the ego mind and the subconscious mind feel and think that they're going to die. And it's like Nike says, God, just do it. But if you're not committed, you know, part of my program is you have to, or you get to make a committed decision about a direction. And once you make that committed decision, it's to set yourself up to do everything possible to make it happen. And that's where I work with coaching groups, small coaching groups, to help people identify what's in the way. So a lot of people know where they are and where they want to go, but there are people who don't even know where they want to go. They just know they want to change. But to understand that, you know, our brain is hardwired for threat and negativity. So it's also a goal-achieving mechanism that wants to have more, be more, and grow. But there are these neural pathways in our brains that keep us in ruts. And unless we deliberately, consciously choose what is the next necessary belief to change or habit and pattern behavior that needs to change, until we bring it to the conscious level and have awareness, then we stay stuck and we stay in the same groove. And everything inside of us is called a paradigm. Mm-hmm. Our paradigms are our fixed ideas. They will control and run the show. So what most people aren't understanding, Kim, is that 95% of our behavior is controlled by subconscious.
So you say that there's six paradigms. Can you talk about that?
Well, the fixed paradigms are really belief systems and conditioning through our heritage and DNA and parenting and teachers and mentors and also school systems or educational systems that give us ideas. And then we also have our life experiences. And it's the meaning that we give to our life experiences that, you know, help us to grow in a direction or make choices. It's every single day is the opportunity to make a decision. And a lot of our decisions are just being made based on our past experiences. So people get locked into their memories. They get locked into a belief that they grew up with, and they're not even realizing that it's affecting their behavior. So thoughts are things, and our thoughts will then affect our feelings. And if we have a thought that, you know, money is hard to make, then emotionally we'll be connected to that. And then we'll go to the refrigerator and find something to eat instead of making the necessary phone calls that we want to make to reach out to, you know, customers or clients or whatever it is that we want to achieve.
Right. What holds us back even at that point, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then do you think that, I mean, I know that you are pretty, your daily ritual is very strict. So I think that has huge results on being successful. Do you agree?
I do. Called discipline.
Discipline.
And then we have six mental faculties, which is, you know, at the conscious level, we've been gifted with imagination and will and reason and perception and memory and intuition. And it's to learn how to use those faculties for you, not against you. So a lot of people are in a rabbit hole, a repetition of negative ideas of I can't, or this happened in the past, or I'm afraid, or I'm nervous of what other people are going to think. And it's to use the mental faculties, our imaginations, to, you know, go outside of what we already know. And a lot of the time people don't know how to do that. They're using their imagination against themselves. But when you get with a group of like-minded people who want to grow, who want to play a bigger game, who want to make change, then you start to grow your awareness. And it all starts with awareness, Kim.
I love it. I love that. So let's just talk about your program, Thinking into Results. And it's a program for leaders, right? I mean, it's a program for entrepreneurs or business owners that want to be better at what they do in life, right? Want more out of life and more business results, correct?
Correct. And also to be better leaders of their teams, and most importantly, better leaders of themselves. And a really great leader is somebody who people want to follow, you know, where the leader is just has an awareness of really what it takes to motivate people, to inspire people. And it first starts with taking responsibility of oneself. So program really focuses on taking 100% responsibility for yourself. Once you grow aware, it's not all your fault that you've been, you know, part of a program. And a lot of people don't have the awareness. But once you start seeing and growing aware that you can change, and it's, you know, it's scary. It doesn't come without doubt and fear and worry. But what we do in the program is I help people deliberately set a goal that is outside the comfort zone, something that they haven't done before and something that they really are in love with, but it has to scare you and excite you at the same time. As soon as you know how to do it, you're going in the wrong direction. We want to be able to pull up the paradigms. We want to be able to pull up the fears, the doubts, the worries, the limiting beliefs, the ideas, and the patterns, the behaviors. And once you start noticing and start connecting the dots, right, from your beliefs and your thoughts and your feelings to your actions to your results, and you start to grow aware, then you go, oh, I need to make the shift here and start focusing on creating that change by choosing deliberately to get focused and lead yourself and also, you know, lead your teams. And if you're, you know, a solo entrepreneur or a business owner, this material really creates dramatic change.
I love it. And it's really just because I've done it twice now, it's really looking at yourself deep and being honest with yourself and saying, okay, this is my pattern. You know, should I, you know, do I want to continue with this or do I need to grow from this point to be better, to be, you know what I mean? Almost like you call it break up with yourself and have a different pattern, correct?
Exactly. And what a lot of people don't realize, I didn't even realize until I, you know, went through the program for myself as well, is that you'll never outperform your self-image. You'll never outperform what you think of yourself until you start to think differently. And, you know, how does one do that? It's really creating a new self-image. So I like to say, you know, it's a battle between the old self and the new self. And whichever one you give attention to and focus to is the one that's going to win and grow.
I like that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Barbara Dowse. Barbara, give out your website, please.
Yes, they can go to www.barbaradowse.com and sign up for a complimentary discovery session with me. And see if you want to join me and others in this journey to self-discovery and success.
Okay, good deal. So let me ask you a question. Let's kind of go through your lessons. And how many weeks is this? Is it a 12 weeks?
Well, it's 12 sessions and sometimes takes a little longer than 12 weeks because it's not uncommon that halfway through the program, we take a week break because things start moving very quickly. And when things start moving very quickly or people are getting different results, that's when a lot of the overwhelm, the paradigm, the fear starts to show up. And this is a really good thing. And it's when we're in the support system that people can have breakthroughs. So we start with looking at what's that dream, what's that big goal. You know, my mentor says people tiptoe safely to their grave with their dreams buried inside. So if you're playing safe, you're just going to keep getting the same result. And I say to my clients all the time, what can you do differently? Even if it's just like one or two different things every day. And so we focus on, you know, that C-type goal. And then we look at where is the focus? Where is the thinking? Where are the habits? What are, you know, what is on the unconscious, subconscious level that people need to grow aware of? And when some of that starts to show up, then we move into, you know, identifying what we can do to change it.
So let's simplify this even more. So the first one is called the worthy ideal.
A worthy ideal.
Yeah. Talk to us about that.
Well, a worthy ideal is, you know, the successful progression of a worthy ideal realization, a goal, a dream, something that, you know, you're aiming for. I didn't even realize the importance of goals. You know, I had been directing for quite some time, over 20 years, and I was doing project after project, but I didn't have a design. I didn't have a direction of, okay, so then I had one project. Okay, now what's next? And then the next project, now what's next? And, you know, that had more of a freelancer mentality than and mindset than an entrepreneurial business mindset. And it's really identifying a vision of where you want to go, why you want to go there, how you're connected to that, and then what are the milestones to get there.
And, I like that. That's probably the most important part right there. Now, you call lesson two the most important one, correct?
Yeah. Well,
talk to us about that.
I end up saying the next one's the most important and the next one's the most important.
Oh, okay. So they're all, But close the knowing-doing gap. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, people, you know where they are. And let's say you know where you want to go. But what most people are not dealing with is the paradigm that's keeping them stuck at where they are. And until they grow aware of what are some non-productive activities in their lives and change them into habits and productive activities that will move them forward, you only need to focus on a couple at a time to change. Otherwise, it becomes too overwhelming and the paradigm wins and brings you back to what you know. You get stuck in your comfort zone. So a lot of people and a lot of trainings are dealing and asking people to copy the successful person and copy the or look at what this person did and what that person did. And I think it's great to work with successful people and to find out how they became successful. But if the individual is not being taught what their paradigm is and what's holding them back, then it becomes about, well, I'm not doing as well as that person. Why not? And that's where most training fails.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. I love it. And so let's move to the next one. The infinite mind. So I think this one is really just seeing, like, what is it that you really want, right?
Yeah.
How big can you really dream?
It's, you know, that's really more in the beginning, you know, how big can you dream? We start moving into, in lesson three with the infinite mind, understanding more about the function, you know, of habits and the, and understanding the difference between the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, how, it, you know, the way we think moves us into a feeling and moves our bodies into a vibration and a frequency that then, you know, moves us into action or behavior. And it breaks it down so that you get to understand how the mind functions. It wasn't until I understood, you know, how the mind functions and the difference between the brain and the mind that I could start to observe myself, witness myself, and grow conscious.
I love that. I love that. And then go into the secret genie. I mean, you know, explain that a little bit.
When we go into the secret genie, it's a very simple diagram of what, you know, how to navigate your five physical senses and how they are connected to our thinking mind, and to break down the conscious mind into what is the thinking mind. Subconscious mind is the emotional mind. And most people are functioning at, you know, from the emotional mind. And the information is amazing that, you know, we have over 40,000 neurons in our heart. So our heart is also a thinking organ, as is our gut. And that's where we'll say we've got a gut response. There's more serotonin in our gut than in our brain. So it's to really understand, you know, how the brain is a goal-seeking organism. It's a search engine. And how our mind, we use our mind in order to, create change. And how we can, you know, tap into energy and frequency in order to grow more conscious. And once we do that, when we understand the mind and the brain, then we start to function differently.
I love it. And, of course, you personally take us through, I say us because I've been doing this, is you take your group through all of these weeks, and almost it's just an enlightening of how you watch your groups all start to change their life, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the last lesson is probably the most important one too. I guess they all are. You're absolutely right. But the word, the magic word, attitude, right? I mean, attitude is knowing and thinking and believing in yourself and making your dreams come true, correct?
Well, and it's not the last lesson. It's lesson nine. And what we do is once we start getting through what we understand as far as how the mind functions, what our self-image is, what the terror barrier is, how to get through fear, doubt, and worry, then we get to praxis, which is the integration of belief with behavior, understanding that there's something between you and your results you want, that's thinking into results. And lesson nine is the alignment of your thoughts, feelings, and actions so that they line up and impact your attitude. A lot of people say you have a good attitude or a bad attitude. Most people don't know what attitude is. And then from attitude, we move into more leadership skills, the most valuable person, leaving everybody with the impression of increase, and then having a group of like-minded people to hang out with, your mastermind group that is continually rising above and raising you to come up with them.
Right. And that's the magnifying the mind, correct?
That's the magnifying the mind. Yes.
Right. So I love this. I mean, we really just dissected your group of what people can offer. And is there anything last that you can share with our listeners that they will want to do this in 2022?
Absolutely, Kim. You know, people say to me they want to change and then they'll push it off and push it off. And a year later, they come back and say, Barbara, nothing has changed. And so I said, well, life happens, but don't let life get in the way. People will take, you know, the taxes are coming up or spring vacation's coming up. It's like, hop in, dive in, and make a commitment to the change you want to see and be in your life. And that the results that I see happen for people, they say it's like magical, but it isn't magic. It's really a combination of science and energy and thinking and understanding. And what people can do is not make 1%, 2%, 10% change. I've seen people change 170% in their sales results in 3 months. And
wow.
People who make huge leaps and quantum leaps once they really let go of what they know. And it feels, like I said, it feels like magic. But what's really happening is that the dream is starting to come to you because you're letting go. It's if you're not holding on to the excuses, the justifications, the limitations, and then that is when you get the next indicated, inspired step to say, okay, I move forward into the next one now, and the next one, and the next one. So people come back and repeat the program with me.
I mean, again and again and again
and again,
yeah.
And again and again.
And I didn't understand that at first, but I totally do now, because it's like you're working on yourself. You need to keep checking in, and you need somebody to coach and support you through your growth. So again, Barbara,
right.
Give out your phone number so our listeners
yes.
can call you and be a part of this incredible change.
Thank you. And one more thing I just want to add, that repetition is the key to change
mm-hmm.
and learning. So repetition, you've got to repeat over
yep.
and over and over again, you know, for neural pathways in the brain to start to shift. Now, people can call me at 818-378-5717. And I am, you know, excited to work with people who really want to commit to themselves and leap into that dream that they've been holding inside.
I love it. Barbara, it's always a pleasure, and you are amazing. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim.
You are very welcome. All right, we are going to actually just jump into our next one. And, of course, we've got Lee Linguist. She is MD, MPH, MBA, Chief of Geriatrics. And, you know, this is something that I learned is social isolation is as bad as smoking for seniors. We've been going through this pandemic, and Lee is going to talk to us a little bit about this. But, oh, my God, reach out to the seniors. Change in mental, physical, and cognitive function will happen. So let's welcome Lee.
Dr. Lee Linguist, the Chief of Geriatrics at Northwestern Medicine. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, what we're going to be talking about, signs of normal aging versus when should we be concerned about seniors' changes in mental and physical and cognitive function, correct?
Yeah, so I'm Chief of Geriatrics here at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago, Illinois. Geriatrics is the medical care of seniors, so we focus primarily on the senior issues. And so one of the big senior issues that we've been seeing with COVID is the amount of cognitive loss people have been having because they've been isolated for so long. And that's really impacting people's memories. What
right.
we've seen is just a complete deterioration in how people physically function as well as how they're mentally functioning.
This is such a traumatic couple years now. I mean, it's not even, and we're not out of it yet. I see a lot of things on social and trying to go and visit your parents or at least FaceTiming them, getting them a computer. What are some of the things that you think, Dr. Linguist, that could help revitalize them?
I actually give 2 points. The first point is that we try to socially stimulate people as much as possible. So you're absolutely right. The more that we can call our loved ones that are older, the more we call ourselves if we're older adults, we call our friends who are older. It's not a bother. It's definitely going to help them if we contact them and we have conversations with them. So we know that your
right.
brain is like a muscle. So if you just let it kind of sit in a room with four walls watching TV, your brain is going to go to sludge. But if you can stimulate that brain and exercise it more, you know, reading the newspaper and then talking about it with somebody, or listening to the Kim Pagano Show and then talking to others about it,
Thank
right?
You.
Right? This is
right,
how we can
right.
help improve our memory. And it's got to be active. That. Yeah. So the other thing I always tell people to do is exercise. And you being in California, it's fairly easy compared to us in Chicago, where we're in negative temperatures right now. But getting outside and walking more. And I even tell people, go for a walk outside with another senior or a neighbor. Invite them to go for exercise. And that's so imperative.
You know what? This is such an important thing. I'm so blessed to still have my dad. You know, if I just call him, he's like, why don't I see your face? You know, so we have to FaceTime, you know, and I check in with him a couple times a day just to say, hey, what's going on? Thank God he is remarried. But for the people that are alone, you know, I just want to really just say my heart goes out to them. This has really been something that we've never experienced, and to be alone, please reach out to people and almost have like a list. Sometimes we forget who's the important people in our lives, and maybe just have a list. Just hey, and even if you feel weird calling them, check on them. Because they'll be checking on you.
Yeah, and I've actually recruited other family members. So grandkids who are isolating at home or, you know, who can't go out, have the grandkids, you know, give calls to the older adults, have the grandkids explain technology to the loved ones, just so that they can then text back and forth. And I have people that are in their 90s and their hundreds who never used a computer or a smartphone that are now texting with their grandkids and interacting with them.
Dr. Lee Lindquist, thank you so much for joining us. How can we find out more information?
Yeah, people can visit our website, which is the Northwestern Medicine Geriatrics website at nm.org/geriatrics.
Have a great day. Stay well. And thank you so much for this important information.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please listen and download our podcast. My next guest is Scott Barneson, and he's the Director of Learning on Products for Amazon Web Services. And if anybody is looking to, you know, we call it pivot, that's the new thing, but a great reshuffle. Oh my God, Amazon right now has new ways to get free cloud computing skills, and they're training for it. As part of the commitment, they're going to actually train 29 million people by 2025. And so I'm excited to bring Scott on. I love how they put this, because the great resignation of is upon us, right?
Well, what we're trying to do is provide free digital skills training for anyone who's interested in thinking about maybe a new career in technology or in the cloud, or also just to help folks sharpen their skills.
Okay, perfect. So you guys are hiring big time, right? And not only hiring, but you're training.
Yeah, this is all about helping folks in the public get ready for either a new career in technology and cloud, or just learn the skills that'll help them keep up with the job they have. We've seen the world going more and more digital. And as the world's gone more digital, the need for these skills has increased dramatically.
For those of us who don't know, what is the cloud and why is it important?
Simply referring to the on-demand delivery of IT resources over the internet with pay-as-you-go pricing. And AWS, or Amazon Web Services, is the cloud computing division of Amazon. And the reason it's important is whether or not you realize that you're interacting and interfacing with the cloud every day. When you stream a movie on Netflix, or you check your account balance on Capital One, or grab a car with Lyft, these applications and experiences are all powered by AWS and running in the cloud. And as those experiences have become more and more popular and more part of our everyday life, the need for individuals who can build and operate and maintain those applications has grown right along with it. And so that's what we're trying to address, is the need for more skilled talent in the marketplace, which presents an opportunity for anyone who's motivated to learn.
So what is the opportunity that you're seeing here?
Yeah, well, we went out and talked to thousands of people to understand the needs in the market. And what we heard from 85% of people said they needed more digital skills just to keep up with the job that they have. And two-thirds of those folks said they're not getting the cloud skills training fast enough. So that means we just need to provide easy access to skills training that will help them keep up or help them find a new career that's interesting and motivating to them. So that's what this is about. We've committed to training 29 million people in cloud skills for free by the year 2025.
Why is Amazon Web Services giving away this?
Well, we think it's the right thing to do. As we've talked about, the need for these skilled individuals is growing, and it will continue to grow. In fact, we have a study that shows by 2025, cloud skills will be the number one need in the market. And so we're just helping folks who are motivated and curious or interested gain access to training that'll help them further their careers. And in doing so, the customers who are trying to build new applications, they'll be able to bring that value to customers. So it's a great time to think about what to do with 2022.
Who is this free training for, and how much technology and knowledge do you need to take advantage of something like this?
Well, we have a number of different programs, and we've designed experiences to meet the needs of all skill levels. So if you're just getting started, you're trying to figure out what the cloud is about, or if it's interesting to you, we have courses that'll help you gain a foundation. If you're super technical and you're just looking to sharpen your skills or maybe take on a new area like machine learning, there are very advanced technical courses as well. And so there's really something for everyone, and encourage folks to experiment and see what sparks their interest.
How do my listeners find out more, and what's the best way to get started?
The best place to get started is aboutamazon.com/29 million. You'll find an overview of all these programs, links to get started. So it's the best place to get that overview and get a head start on potentially a new career.
I love it. Scott Barneson, thank you so much. Director of Learning Products for Amazon Web Services. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Barbara, thank you so much for joining us. And give out your phone number one more time.
It is 818-378-5717.
There you go. And of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. And of course, it always seems impossible until it is done. So don't give up on your dreams. We are in the beginning of 2022. And I am so glad that you've tuned in here with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please reach out to me, 805-419-0008. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.